Praise to you, O Christ, King of eternal glory. The Lord is a great God. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts. Praise to you, O Christ, King of eternal glory. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Reading from Matthew chapter 6. Be careful not to do your acts of righteousness before men or women, to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. See, when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets to be honored by men. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father will see what is done in secret and will reward you. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by men. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And verse 16. When you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show men they are fasting. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. When you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to men that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen. And your Father who is seen who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. What would you like to be seated? Well, we're back again at Lent, Ash Wednesday. And every year we start with this lovely service. And we always start with a little bit of a challenge. And it's a gentle challenge because Lent is about two things. It's about letting go of certain things, but it's also about taking on other things. And we need to remember that there's two sides to Lent, and that's sort of our focus this evening. Rend, or repentance rather, and rending, which is the word that's used in the Joel passage, is at the heart of what it is to come to Lent, of our intentions. There's a turning away from some things, and that, of course, is what is picked up by that reading in Joel. Rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate. Joel has observed the locusts and drought and the plagues that have devastated Judah, not simply the other nations around them, which perhaps is what Israel might have expected, but the chosen people of Israel. And this is what he's observing as he says, turn back to God. If you know Joel very well, you'll probably, when you think of the beginning of Joel, you'll remember those verses that start in chapter 2:28, where it talks about the Spirit of the Lord coming and being poured out on all people, and the young men and women will prophesy, and the old men will dream dreams, which is a lovely passage of hope. But when we read the whole of Joel in its entirety, what we see is that that part of the story, the good stuff of the Spirit of God being poured out on the people of Israel, only follows what comes before, and that is about repentance and turning and coming back to God. And that, of course, is a helpful way of starting in Lent, that we recognize that our heart needs to be rendered, which means that it is to be handed over to God, fully committed to internal change, not just to what's on the outside. That's what rending is all about. And I come to that word repentance, which is the Greek word there is metanoia. And repentance is not just about saying no, but it's actually, as you look at it in the Greek, it's really a kind of turning or reorientating our life so that we focus on what God wants for us. And so I want to think about three different qualities that we have in the gospel reading that we can perhaps focus on in Lent to refocus our lives and to turn back to what the way that God wants us to be. And the first is generosity. The heart of Lent is about reframing and refocusing our lives. We refocus our lives so that rather than storing up treasures on earth, in the passage, it says we store up treasures in heaven. We give to the needy with great humility, quietly, not with fanfare and a great show. That is what this passage asks us to do. We don't give because people are watching or observing what we do. We give because at its very heart, God is a generous God, sending Jesus into the world, and we're to follow God's lead in all that we do. One of the challenges that we have, particularly as people come to faith and are early on in their walk, is that we recognize, of course, that the Christian life is very much about receiving from God. That's a really important part. But it's also about giving to God and to the community. And that process of recognizing that we're not just here to receive, we're also here to be generous and to give, is a really key idea within this passage. And so it goes on then, and it talks about this second quality that is in this passage, and that is about being prayerful in our lives. As we think about that, it's saying here, be genuinely prayerful during the week and the rest of the time, not just on a Sunday. It's one thing, says Jesus, to pray in the synagogues when everyone's watching, but it's another thing for it to be a regular part of our life and part of the pattern and the fabric of what we do all the time. Lent, of course, is a time when we have a special focus on prayerfulness, on being focused on tuning in to what God might be saying to us and listening to God. In many ways, in Lent, it's not so much about what we say to God in prayer, but it's about what we hear from God in prayer, about the listening that takes place, and to see what God has to reveal to us in our lives. And I think that's a really important thing for us to recognize. That one of the things that we do when we take stuff out of our life for Lent is that we open ourselves up to hear from God in prayer and listening. And we have to make space for that and time for that in our lives. Val was sharing on, not this Sunday, but the Sunday before, about prayerfulness. And it's not just something we do for 5 minutes, but we talked about getting up in the morning and praying for ourselves, and then later on praying for the world and looking at it in that way. I've been challenged recently. I've returned to a book that I got for Christmas. It's an old book. Some of you will remember Operation World. And Operation World is a fascinating book that goes through every country of the world, and it has a sort of, it's basically a way of praying through every country of the world. And what I do, the way I do it, sort of to keep it simple, is I pray through the CMS prayer diary each day, so I pray for a different one of our mission partners with CMS. And when I'm praying for, say, someone working in Tanzania, then I look and see what the bigger picture is of Tanzania, and I pray for that. And I find it incredibly refreshing when I'm feeling a bit miserable. And then you turn and you pray for some part of the world where there's extraordinary need and poverty, and the church is desperate for all sorts of things. And I just think, wow, how much do I have? But that different perspective only comes through prayer. It only comes when we tune into what God has for us and we take our eyes off ourselves. And the third thing, and the final thing I want to focus on here, is fasting that he talks about in the scriptures. When you fast, he says, do it with genuine intent. Don't show off or do it to impress others, but do it to grow your relationship with God. That, according to the passage, is what fasting is all about. I wonder what you've decided to give up for Lent. Some of you might have decided to give up alcohol, perhaps chocolate. Here's the key thing for Lent. It's got to be something that's hard to give up. That's the idea. Okay, someone joked the other day about me saying, are you giving up park run? Because as some of you will know, I went on a park run on the 1st of... I literally went on the 1st of January. And about a week later, playing tennis, I did something to my knee. And I've walked around the park run, but I've not done it. So that's not really costly, is it, giving up park run? What about caffeine, though, for some of you? That would cause serious pain for a few days. After that, of course, you'd feel much better. But something like caffeine is actually quite a good thing to give up. What about screen time as much as you can? And you might be thinking, can you actually... I mean, you can't totally give up your screen, but you could budget. So, for example, having your phone 1 hour a day, having it linked into the online stuff, So you're still doing it, but just for 1 hour a day. See how you find it. You will have withdrawal symptoms for the first few days if you're a screen person. you will absolutely have withdrawals like you're coming off a drug. I can guarantee it. Where you'll feel anxious. Ooh, where's my screen? Where's my phone? But as you get into the cycle of it, you'll recognize you have more headspace to hear from God. Whatever it is for you, if you're going to give something else, it's got to cost you. Let me tell you what I'm doing. It's always dangerous to do this, but I'm going to say it. I'm giving up alcohol, but that's pretty easy for me because I don't drink much. But I'm also, I'm going to miss 2 lunches a week. So I'll have my breakfast, then I'm going to miss lunch, and I've got to do it on a day that works for me, that I'm not super busy or, you know. But I'm just going to do that. Just give up lunch. That costs me because at about, you know, 3 in the afternoon, I'm a bit hungry and I don't like being hungry. But it costs me. Maybe that's something you could do. Give up lunch. But then, at the time that you would be eating, then you pray and you spend time with God. That's the idea. You don't just watch a box set or something. That's the idea of Lent. That we take something out so we can put something in. But it's got to be something that costs you. As it was with Jesus, of course, in the wilderness, as we'll be focusing on this Sunday. And so the challenge here is that as we do that, we do it in a way that is humble, that isn't about attention-seeking, and so on. But actually, it's just something we do before God. The message of this gospel reading particularly is that we do it with humility. We do it to enhance our relationship with God, not our reputation. But at that last verse is the killer verse in verse 21, where it says, "Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." How true is that 2,000 years after it was written? What you spend your money on and your time on is really where your treasure is where your heart is. And so the challenge is to say, well, let's realign our sense of loyalty during Lent. Let's really focus on what it is we spend our time and money on and refocus on our friendship with God. Because in Lent, that's what we're called to do. And I'm really praying and hoping that many of you will be involved in Lent groups. If you're not in a small group, it's a really great time, just for 5 weeks, just to join a Lent group. And then at the end of the Lent group, if you don't get on with the group, you can say, "Sorry, Lent's over, I'm off." But it's a great thing to do. And this year, I think it's a really good course that has a daily reading. And I think there might be some at the back still. If not, they're available at Amazon. I've forgotten the name of the book. What's it called again? Grace in the Wilderness. So please do join a group. Don't just sort of leave it. I mean, if you can't be in a group, there's one group that is coming to the vicarage. We're doing something different. We might just, you know, read it in. You might like to read that anyway, but just to engage with the process. Lent is that time of we give something up so we can take something on. We give up the spirit of the world so we can take on the spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. And that is what we intend to do.